It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Thursday and on National One Hit Wonder Day. Because, sure, a great long career is nice, but really when it comes to hits, all you need is
number one.
Just one. It certainly helps.
And we 2001.
For a one-hit wonder that you hear on Hank, there's a lot to choose from in country music, but
no work at all, please.
Remember Steve Azar?
I don't have to be free till Monday.
Great song, still in rotation, and deservedly so. But it was his one, Steve Azar. Of course, every one-hit wonder puts out other songs and has even other albums, but well, that's that one that they're remembered for. And that they still happily have performed to this day and collect checks for. So I don't have to be me till Monday. Steve Azar came out in October of 2001. It was off the album Waiting on Joe. And ever since, well, Steve has still been very, very active. He is a Mississippi boy, one of five kids. And has always been compared to kind of John Cougar Mellencamp when it came to his vocal stylings.
Don't call me Cougar.
Now, this song, as happy-go-lucky as it may be, was actually written by Steve Azar because his really good friend had a nervous breakdown just because of all of the stresses in life. So this was Steve's answer to the whole thing right there. Now, as far as Steve's career, well, he's still out there on the independent scene, still very much performing this song. And as recently as last year, he contributed the song Our Castle Is Your Home to a charity album, Rock for Children. And that was spearheaded by Alice Cooper.
Ooh.
That album was nominated for a Grammy Award
last
year at the this year, actually, at the 2025 Grammys.
Great.
There you go. Steve Azar still getting it done out there. By the way, this song, it took a while and many Mondays to make it to the top of the chart. Number 57, it debuted in October of 2001. It took systematically 44 weeks on the chart after that.
Stay in the fight.
To make its way to number two, it topped out at.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was Steve Azar's big one.
I got me a brand new...